USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is continuing to urge people to get vaccinated to fight the Delta variant of the coronavirus. He spoke out against politicians who are standing in the way of rules that say children should wear masks at school.
Trying to turn a public safety measure, that is children wearing masks in school so they can be safe, into a political dispute. And that this isn't about politics. This is about keeping our children safe.
The CDC says the daily average of new cases increased another 24% to 113,000 new cases a day. The U.S. Embassy is urging Americans to leave Afghanistan as soon as possible. 3,000 U.S. troops are heading back to Afghanistan to help Americans and allies get out of the city of Kabul. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
The people attempting to cross into the United States from Mexico skyrocketed last month, according to U.S. Customs and Border Protections. They said it was the highest monthly figure in 21 years. USA's Tim Berg has more.
U.S. border officials recorded more than 210,000 encounters with illegal immigrants crossing the southern border in July alone, a number not experienced in decades. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas made a trip to the U.S.-Mexico border on Thursday and is downplaying the July encounters number.
The situation at the border is one of the toughest challenges we face. We have seen surges in migration before. We've seen them in the past, and migration surges are not new.
Mayorkas also blaming the Trump administration for reducing aid to countries like Guatemala. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A St. Louis couple who pointed guns at Black Lives Matter protesters have been pardoned, and the former president is praising the governor who did it. USA Radio's Lance Pry reports.
President Trump on Wednesday congratulated Missouri Governor Mike Parson for pardoning the attorneys Mark and Patricia McCloskey. You might remember them, the St. Louis couple charged with Class C misdemeanors, wielded guns at a Black Lives Matter mob who broke into their gated community. Missouri Democrat Congresswoman Cori Bush on CNN.
There are pardons that we have been asking for, pardons that actually should happen in Missouri, and that was not one. I will not stand by and allow him or our governor to hurt the very people that are doing the work that they should be doing.
Mark McCloskey on Fox News.
Well, you know, she also said, I think my day will come. I think she made a direct threat. But, you know, if she thinks she can intimidate us, then she's mistaken.
Mark McCloskey also announced a Senate run.
We made a vow that 4th of July morning, just put our lives on hold and do everything we can for the rest of our lives to save this country.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court has declined to block Indiana University's requirement that all students receive the COVID-19 vaccine before attending classes in the fall semester. Justice Amy Coney Barrett, who handles emergency matters from Indiana, unilaterally issued the ruling denying the request by 8 Indiana students to block the vaccine requirement. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.